This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kirk Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on Red-Hot-Mama.com. This is episode number 83 on December 17th of 2007. I'm your host, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. I'm John.
Hi, John. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh.
Crack technical staff, crack audio staff, crack graphic staff, crack everything staff, except for being the Red Hot Broad. That's my job.
I'm the Red Hot Cast.
The Red Hot Broad and the Red Hot Cast.
I've only had one cast in my entire life.
I've been cast in several plays. Huh. Typecast.
I don't know. I didn't see them. Were you typecast?
Have you ever cast stones?
In or at glass houses?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Or dice? Cast dice? Cast lots. That's the phrase I was looking
for. I've rolled the bones.
That sounds like a euphemism.
It's not.
You've rolled bones. I'm a doctor, Jim. Anyway.
Sounds like a Star Trek Dungeons and Dragons game.
Yeah. Sounds like fun. Sounds like something that a lot of people that I know would participate in.
And summarily not invite you.
Yeah, well, you know, girls don't get to play those games.
That's right.
But they do get to have baseball podcasts. And here we are today, here to talk about baseball.
As long as they're not in the dugout.
That's right. Women don't belong in the dugout. Even ones who, you know, don't really care.
I don't even remember who said that. It doesn't really matter, does it?
Oh, I wrote something about it. I could look it up. Whatever.
Don't bother.
Anyway, so despite the fact that it's the middle of December, or maybe because of the fact that it's the middle of December, there's really a lot going on in the NLC.
Yeah, there was the...
In baseball in general.
In baseball, there was the non-tender deadline in the last week.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, players had to pee or get off the pot.
Teams did?
Teams did, yes, in terms of offering... Lots of their players' contracts.
Now, I get confused about...
I do, too.
The whole... If you're non-tendered, that means that the player previously had a contract, right? And then is it up?
These are all for arbitration... pre-arbitration and arbitration-eligible players.
Mm-hmm.
So the team tenders a contract
mm-hmm.
and... Just expressing their willingness for the player to come back. I don't know that the player necessarily has to agree to the contract, but if the team doesn't offer one, they have no more claim to the player, and the player is a free agent.
Interesting.
That's my fuzzy understanding. I get it. There's so many...
There's a lot of rules.
Yes.
A lot of rules to the GM part of the baseball, and it's sort of funny because it doesn't seem like you've got a whole lot of really smart, brainy types in the front offices. That would be all familiar with these rules. Maybe, though, you don't have to. Maybe, you know, once you live it seems all obvious.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It doesn't seem obvious to me, but then I only live it at night, at least, you know, once a week, every Monday night here. So.
Here on the Red Hot Broadcast on red-hot-mama.com. Yeah. So what happened in the NLC as a result of this
I think
deadline?
The biggest one is the Cubs finally... mercifully parted ways with Mark Pryor.
You know, all that means is that the Reds are going to pick him up.
I don't think so. Don't.
Just kidding.
Underestimate.
Dusty Baker reference there.
Oh, that's true. Baker did claim he was going to bring in players, right?
Well, that's what, you know, he claimed he had him. He had him on the phone calling him day and night.
Apparently,
it
was only the Brewers closer.
Well, and that, look how that's worked out.
They signed him?
Hasn't, yeah. I mean, I guess it hasn't worked out yet.
Yeah, no idea what that'll do, but yeah. Maybe Mark Pryor's next, and then Barry Bonds.
And then the world. Barry Bonds. He's going to be in jail.
Like he can't sign a Major League Baseball contract from his cell.
They'll like let him out every night. It'll be like one of those programs where you can go to work, you got to come back.
He'll have an ankle bracelet. He can't...
Will that affect his range?
He has no range.
No, it was a joke.
Did you see him play left last year?
No. No, not really.
No, he's not good. But yeah, the Cubs parted ways with Mark Pryor. I believe they were negotiating with him to get him to sign, to non-tender him, but then sign him at a reduced rate or something.
Yeah.
Some such shenanigans, but he wanted no part of it. And I believe now there are at least 11 teams rumored to be in the running to sign him to their disabled list.
What?
Straight up.
Wow. What were the Cubs not going to pay him that he's...
I'm not sure. There's rules on how it works, whether they can get raises or how much the raises like, can be.
If they're going to non-tender him and then sign him, they would...
I don't know. That might be a way of getting around it, but then maybe they were offering less than Pryor wanted.
Well, yeah, but...
Which is his prerogative.
Well, sure. But I'm saying, what I'm saying is, like, to have 11 other teams go, woohoo, that price was so low, I can beat that. When they offered him. Yeah, we'll give you $25 if you'll come play on our...
That's right.
On our DL. I don't know.
He's out probably till the All-Star break, if not longer, so...
What's wrong with him? Chronic Pryor syndrome.
That would probably take a day. Just go ask any Cubs fan. Like, what's wrong with Mark Pryor?
Let me tell you what's wrong with him.
In other Cubs news,
yeah,
they finally made their big off-season acquisition. They signed the Japanese outfielder guy.
Yeah, the...
with the...
Kosuke Fukudome.
That's right.
Fukudome. Fuck you, dumb. It's a great name.
It is.
I really appreciate that name. It's gonna...
It's
just gonna make headline writing so much fun.
Right.
I look forward to it, really. So they've gotten, I mean, they spent a lot of money on this fella, right?
It was up there, yeah.
I mean, a lot of money considering that he's never actually played in the majors. And
sure, sure. Never played with a major league-sized baseball. Japanese balls are smaller.
Yeah.
So we'll see how he does for the Cubs.
Yeah, that'll be something interesting to watch, to look out for. Where does he play?
I believe it's right field. He's really good defender. And in Japan, he was very good at getting on base.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll probably want him up at the top of the lineup. He probably won't be able to bat first because Soriano can't not bat first.
Well, they're getting a whole lot of characters out in their outfield, aren't they? I mean, I don't know if this guy's really a character or not, but I mean, he's got some notoriety just by virtue of coming to the U.S. from Japan without ever... You know, signing straight into the big leagues without ever, you know, playing professionally in the U.S. Who they got in center?
Oh, no. I can't remember.
I can't either.
I know.
That's sad. That's okay, though. You know, maybe
Soriano
back into the infield. You know, that's what he always wanted.
I know that they've got Felix Pai, as I like to call
PA.
Him. PA, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's one of the guys that'll be in the running for the outfield.
You know, that's Spanish for foot.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's Felix for that cat.
Catfoot. His new nickname. Catfoot. That's going to show up in a game wrap someday, people. You just you watch. Felix. Catfoot PA. What else we got? We leave Cubs land?
Yeah, let's go all the way down to beautiful Houston, Texas.
How would you know it's beautiful? We've never been there.
Oh, maybe someday.
Yeah, I'd like to make it out.
Yeah, we've been talking about touring the... Central Park this year, this next season.
Yep.
It's sad, we've only ever been to two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've lived...
Yeah, and we only got to St. Louis last season before last.
Well, that was its first year, so...
Still, it's not that far away. I mean, we could have gone to the previous... It's not like baseball just started there. There was a stadium previous.
No, there wasn't. What are you talking about?
It had something...
They played
in
a dirt lot down by the river.
Oh, yeah. They played in Atlanta, because for a long time, baseball in my mind, the Atlanta and St. Louis baseball teams were the same thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why that was, but it was like I had a really hard time ever dividing the teams from each other.
Huh?
They're not really remotely.
I can
the
see
same.
Getting Atlanta and Milwaukee confused, but Atlanta moved from Milwaukee.
Well, I wouldn't know that. How would I get that confused?
That's true.
You know what else I got confused was that. That the three-letter abbreviation for St. Louis is STL, so I always read it as Seattle.
Yeah, I do that, but, you know, up until like last year, I still had problems not thinking of St. Louis being in Illinois. So
yeah, St. Louis, not the baseball team, the city in Illinois, the baseball team too, but.
No, it's not Illinois.
Not in Illinois. No. No, it's in Missouri.
That's right.
It always has been.
It always has been. So Saint it's Louis even Mo. In the beer commercials, you know.
St. Louis, Missouri, you're right.
That's right. Like, oof. I've heard those my whole life. How can I think it's Illinois? I don't know.
You know what's funny is we were just in St. Louis this weekend, and at the gas station, there was Busch beer and Busch Light available at the gas station.
That's right.
There is no Busch beer available here in Indianapolis. I never see
that. Maybe it can't cross the river.
It won't stay that long. Maybe it can't get that far without people drinking it.
Oh, must be that good.
Yeah, they like it so much.
In the can.
Boosh. Yeah.
I think it comes only in cans.
I think it does come only in cans. That's a quality beer right there.
We've never also, it took us till last year to make it to St. Louis, but you know, I paid attention to baseball most of my childhood and everything, but never made it to Chicago.
Yeah. So,
which is kind of odd, but.
Yeah, that's another one. And then, like, the Red Reporter group went out to Pittsburgh last year, right? We could have joined in. But I think we had something else going on that weekend.
We were very busy, I believe.
You know, we're always very busy. Got to make time in our lives for these things.
The important things. The thing like is, though, going to baseball stadiums before they tear down.
I'm like, I hate driving.
Yeah.
That's my thing. So it's like, well, how can we get a flight to
We just got to get
Chicago. It's like a 25-minute flight. Little commuter plane.
Takes an hour to get to the airport plus security chime.
It's true. Yeah.
That's why it's not worth it to fly to St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Which, yeah. But I think it would be worth it to fly to Houston.
I think so. And I think even
maybe
Pittsburgh.
Maybe Milwaukee, unless we tried to do a Chicago then Milwaukee thing.
I think that's probably what we'd end up doing. So we'll have to look on the schedule, see if there's ever a time when the Reds are in. So if any of you out there in Red Hot Mama Land are interested in joining us up for a road trip to one of these beautiful parks in the NLC, you can pick us up at the airport.
There you go.
You can drive on out
we
there.
We can trust our lives and pick us up at the airport. Strangers.
Hey, that's what baseball's all about, baby. Trust in your lives to complete strangers.
And beer.
Boosh.
Back to Houston.
Yeah.
They have probably had the most activity in the last week. Their biggest flash, they traded like everyone else on their team, it seems, for Miguel Tejada.
Oh, yes.
Declining rapidly shortstop from the Baltimore Orioles.
Well, you know, that pretty much makes him fit in with the Astros, doesn't it? That's sort of their way, isn't it?
It seems like it.
Declining old people, catching them on the last legs of, like, beyond when you think they have anything left in them.
Right.
So, but he's pristine, right? I mean, he's going to...
Oh, yeah, he's...
No problems with him.
What's great... And then, of course, the biggest baseball news, the day after the Tejada trade, the Mitchell Report.
His name, big fat name, shows up on the Big Fat Mitchell Report.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I wonder, did he know his name was on the Mitchell Report? I mean, did
they had to.
Know?
When I was skimming through it, all the players in there were contacted.
Oh, yeah.
Like, either their agent or just somehow a notice was sent to them to invite them to come and talk about it. Of course, none of them did because they were not offered immunity.
Right.
Senator Mitchell was not granted the authority to do that from the commissioner of baseball or any other, I don't know who else would be in charge there. But
I mean,
So yeah, no one's going to show up and willingly incriminate themselves.
No, especially if they're active players and whatnot.
Especially, yeah.
So I wonder, did he know what the timing was? Was it like, I got to get this deal done right now, baby?
Maybe he didn't, but maybe the Orioles did.
Let's go. Yeah, that's right. And the Astros traded away a lot for Tejada.
It's like five players.
And, you know, this is already a team that had the worst farm system in the league.
If not all of baseball.
What did they have, you know, left on the orchard of their farm system?
Numbers?
It's like...
Multiple players?
If you think of a farm system as being an apple orchard, and, you know, you've got, like, apples that are green, you got apples that are red and ripe, you got... but, like, those are all gone. They're, like, pulling off branches and leaves and trading them, right?
Yeah,
I mean...
I don't know.
They're, like, digging up trees.
I don't know. But the Astros have
what can
them.
They have left?
It should help their offense, because they're... Assuming he plays shortstop, they're replacing... But previously, the Astros had Adam Everett at shortstop, who's a very good defender, but not good at all with the bat. So mm-hmm. even Tejada declining with the bat is way better than the previous shortstop. Hmm. So it'll help their offense. That's next year. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many years.
Yeah, how long we can count on that one, huh?
But they also made another trade. Like, I don't know where they are getting all these players to trade.
But yeah.
But they traded with the Diamondbacks to fill out their closer position mm-hmm. in the bullpen for Jose Valverde.
Yeah.
He's replacing now the Brad Lidge who departed, who was traded away earlier.
Yeah. Interesting. You know, it's like, I guess it's always the case when you have trades and you have, you know, you trade someone, you got to bring someone else in, but like, it's sort of like, why, well, if you wanted a closer, why'd you trade your closer away?
Yeah, I'm not sure how the Astros will be next year. Their offense is looking decent.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Their bullpen, with this trade, I think it looks a little better
mm-hmm.
for the closer. But outside of Roy Oswalt, I don't think they have any starting pitching to speak of.
No, definitely the rotation in Houston is the weak spot. And, I mean, that's not exactly an uncommon problem, so I'm not sure where they're going to find anything to fill in those weak spots.
Yeah,
there's a lot of competition.
Them and every other team, right?
Kyle Loesch, welcome to Astroland. Yeah. So what else we got going on?
Oh, let's see. How about back to St. Louis? They All traded right. an icon.
Oh, yes. The departure of Jim Edmonds to beautiful, sunny Southern California.
That's right.
Where he'll be living much closer to his family and where his half shirts and highlights are going to fit in, probably, you know,
a little better.
A little bit better than in St. Louis.
Sure, sure.
Whoosh. Yeah. And I understand, you know, people are.
He was traded for a 24, 25 year old third base prospect.
From what I can tell, people in the know, you know, people in, who are kind of baseball savvy, more or less like the idea. People who are sentimental about the team are really feeling the loss of Jim Edmonds. It's sort of like Casey being traded away from
Cincinnati. Yeah, it is kind of. I'm not.
The difference being that Jim Edmonds is currently 37.
Right. And he might have only one or two more years of baseball
left. Well,
he'd already
kind of said that next year is his last year.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, he's 37. It's not like he's a relief pitcher over here. I mean,
yeah.
You know, well, I'm just saying.
Right. And actually, one thing I read indicated that the Cardinals were willing to keep him next year to finish out his contract, let him retire a Cardinal, but Edmonds requested the trade.
Is that right?
According to one report I read.
Interesting. I knew that I'd heard that he had said he would be willing to accept a trade to Southern California. And gosh, who wouldn't?
San Diego.
I'd take a trade to Southern California. You know. You know, if there's some other
gosh darn temperate climates
wants to send two of their young tech writers to Indianapolis for me, I'd consider it.
You think you're worth two?
Oh, I think that I'm worth like eight.
Okay.
Are you kidding?
Well, you are your own department.
I'm an all-star. I'm a four-time all-star, baby.
Heading for the Hall of Fame.
Heading for the Hall of Fame.
Technical writer.
Technical writing. Yeah. So, but what I was thinking, it was sort of like the Casey trade, but Casey was so very much younger.
Yeah.
And then, of course, went on to have moderate success with the Tigers. And he's a free agent this year, right?
He is a free agent. I haven't heard him signing anywhere.
He was born in 75, so he is...
That would be
32.
32?
Yeah. Not as old as Edmonds.
No.
And not on the Mitchell report.
Not on the Mitchell report.
Which I'd always wondered. you never know. I mean, it would be pretty surprising, but you never know.
No, you don't. So what do you think of that whole report thing? Does it fix everything? Is everything good now?
It is a start. You know, no, of course it doesn't fix everything. How are you going to fix everything? But I'm saying it's a start to go out there and put people's names out there. Because that's the thing. It's like baseball's all, like Major League Baseball's all like, oh, we know this is a problem. We're going to do stuff about this. Oh, and we're going to continue to bury people's names.
Right.
We don't want you to know who it is we're taking care of. Like, that's crap. Embarrass the hell out of these guys. I mean, that's a start. Open it up.
Hmm. The one thing I found interesting was in the report, there were several recommendations like The report recommended the creation of a third party to administer drug tests.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. There's such animosity between the players and owners. Mm-hmm. Rightly so. They both have treated each other like garbage for a long, long time. It's kind of the sport of baseball.
When are we going to break this cycle of hate, Johnny? When are we going to break the cycle of hate between players and
Well, first we have to get out steroids, because that just fuels rage.
That's true. What else? And yeah, recommendations. But,
well, the recommendation for the third party, and like Bud Selig had a conference a couple hours after the report had its press conference, and it was like, seemed incredibly dismissive and, you know, kind of not really acting like he was going to follow any of the recommendations whatsoever.
Wow. What are you going to do? So that's, you know, what we need? Competition. And I don't mean competition among baseball teams. I mean, we need a second Major League Baseball.
Can you imagine?
They need, and then because of the monopoly laws, they need to, like, you know, keep them in business. Just sort of like, you know, Microsoft has to pay all that money to Apple.
Right.
It'd be like Major League Baseball, there's like an American Baseball League or something, an ABL. And then they would have to...
You'd have to change the law. Congress has given them.
Well, I think that the lack of competition is a major problem with baseball. The inefficiency is incredible.
It is.
You think if this was a real business, the competition would crush them. They could never withstand this.
Well, they would, because they've got more resources, but they would adapt.
Well,
not if
they'd been this way all along.
True.
You see, I'm saying if the competition had been there all along, they would have been forced to adapt and improve.
You can kind of see that with the way that the other leagues, like the professional basketball and football. I mean, there's every 10 years, 5-10 years, it seems, there's a new football league that tries to pop up. And it doesn't really succeed, but it does affect some of the, like the NFL will take some of the things that they've done. And
yeah, it requires them to trim
better.
Some of the fat. Like, you
exactly.
know, tone up a little bit, guys. You got some competition now. Major League Baseball, sitting on their laurels.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
They're acne-pocked laurels.
Perhaps to quell the difficulty, the animosity, the reticence of the players to submit to the drug tests, we should also drug test the owners.
There you go.
I think that probably steroids wouldn't be as much of a problem, but there may be an issue with, like, painkillers, over-the-counter prescription painkillers. There could be alcohol abuse sort of thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it does seem like kind of like a beginning. Not very many players, it seemed, were named.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know,
I mean,
that's
there
not
were
all.
There was a lot of players named, but there were only, what, two or three sources? So it's like the whole league is not getting their illicit performance enhancements from these two guys.
Their comeuppets.
There's probably other drug dealers, you know. So
oh, probably.
Like, so hopefully, you know,
yeah,
this
yeah,
will
but...
be a... spark it's for a start. Improvement.
Just because you can't solve the whole problem at once doesn't mean you don't start.
True. It means you don't try.
I would like to say, though, that there is a test for human growth hormone.
Yes, there is.
Don't let people believe, don't let people tell you that there's no test for human growth hormone. There is a test for human growth hormone.
It's a blood test.
It's a blood test. It's not a urine test.
Yeah.
So
there's no real way.
So baseball players who subject themselves to IVs for rehydration after they play in 70-degree heat would have to have a tiny bit of blood drawn. You know, it's about privacy and getting away with as much as they can get away with. I mean, it's not about the pain and intrusiveness and stuff, because obviously they don't really care about that. But I'm just saying maybe they shouldn't get away with it, you know? If we're going to have these rules, we should have these rules. Or don't have the rules and say everyone can have as many steroids as they want. And sign me up, because I'm bulking up, baby. I'm going to have me the Bowflex body. Oh!
Without the Bowflex.
Without the Bowflex.
But will you pay and check?
Those are expensive. Now I'm going to have $1,700 FedEx to someone and left on their doorstep. Hello.
Yes, players are smart.
I think they've shown that again and again.
Yes. There's no other major news. There's just more of the tendering of contracts if we want to hit all the teams in the Central. The Brewers did that for their shortstop, J.J. Hardy.
Okay.
Pitchers, Dave Bush. And, Chris Capuano.
Didn't Dave Bush used to... No, he's always been with the Brewers, hasn't he?
He's been with them for a while. Wait, I don't know.
Bush.
I might be getting him confused with some other one. And the Reds tendered 1-year contracts to Brandon Phillips and Matt Belisle.
two of the players that will be appearing on the best looking player in the NL Central that's coming up this week.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, I haven't gotten a whole lot of nominations, so I'm just going to pick them myself.
There you go.
I don't care. Yeah. I'm doing it.
Okay.
And I might have to throw in, since I'm not getting any nominations, I might throw in some players outside the NLC. You might be seeing Jason Romano in there. Is Jason Romano even still playing anymore?
I don't think so.
I don't care.
Who's back
He's
in the
honey.
NL Central?
That's it.
Jason LaRue.
Oh, that's right. Signed with the Cardinals. That's right. You know, I'm really actually kind of digging this Mozeliak character that the Cardinals have as their new general manager.
There's a lot I like about him. The Cardinals aren't in the best position to win much next year.
Well.
And he's...
They've been kind of a collapsing building for like the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, they. I think they stuck with their older players for too long. And he's,
well, they're just now trading Jason Edmonds. So.
Yeah. And obviously not at peak value there. Yeah.
But they still got something for him. I'd like to know what the heck the Padres are going to do with him. Like, no joke. What are they going to do with him?
I have no idea.
Their outfield is huge.
Yes.
He's 37.
Yes. And he plays shallow.
Yeah. And he is shallow. I don't know. I shouldn't say that. He may be very deep. I don't know.
The only team that really didn't do much of anything. The Pirates.
No, go figure.
I know.
The Pirates? Not active?
They did their tendering and non-tendering, but...
Oh, wait. I wasn't done talking about the Cardinals.
I'm sorry.
Because we were talking about Mozeliak and whether we liked him.
You're right. I got...
And then HMZ had a post recently where he was questioning the value of Mozeliak, and he cited the bringing on of Jason LaRue as...
Well,
I don't know. I think it could work out.
It's for a backup position. I mean, he's obviously not going to start over Yadier Molina.
Yeah. Oh, duh.
And the Cardinals have had their main backup, I think, for the last year or two was Gary Bennett, who was...
Yeah.
Whose name was in the Mitchell report.
And LaRue's was not.
No, it wasn't. His would have been in the John Deere report, though.
His would have been in the trucker cap report. I like Jason LaRue. I mean,
it's not like they're breaking the bank on him. He's just
backup,
kind of in the tail end of his career.
Do you have any idea how he did in Kansas City?
Not good.
Not good?
No.
Well, maybe, you know, because like the biggest complaint people had about LaRue when he left Cincinnati was that he was complaining a lot. You know, he was kind of whining a lot. But, you know, maybe you're in Kansas City not doing so hot and you're like, yeah, I'll just shut up now. Just shut up now and play when Yachty gets tired.
Yeah.
He's not going to throw out more guys than Yachty is.
No.
So, you know, the pressure's off him there.
There you go.
No one's expecting him to be the arm on that team. Well, that's cool. So, Pirates not doing much of anything?
No, not really. I mean, they've got their new general manager. They've, like, swept out their whole front office staff, which they did, what, a month, two, three, forever ago?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the best news the Pirates have had all offseason is firing Dave Littlefield, the former GM, which is great. I mean, really, he was very, very bad. But what I like is Pat at Where Have You Gone, Andy Van Slyke, that blog, he refers to Neil Huntington, the Pirates' new GM, as Doogie.
Is it because his name is Neil, like Neil Patrick Harris?
Maybe, and also because he's kind of young and he wears glasses. He looks a little...
Dorky?
Yeah.
Does he wear tennis shoes with a slab coat, though?
I don't know that he wears a lab coat. He should. He hasn't done anything to impress anyone yet, but then he hasn't done anything stupid either, so maybe that's impressive right there.
Well, I get a feel for the guy because I appreciate, if you were starting in with the Pirates organization, where the hell would you even start? No joke.
That's true.
On the other hand, when they're interviewing general managers, I would think the first thing you'd ask is, what's your plan? Let's see your plan.
No kidding.
And, you know, but, you know, maybe this is the plan.
Doing nothing?
Stay the course? Except not exactly, right? Because they're not exactly staying the course.
No.
Yeah, that's chipper. Maybe they'll get something done, you know, before the start of the year.
Maybe, but right now, the Central is shaping up to be Cubs and Brewers again. The Reds have been involved in rumors for a couple of pretty good starting pitchers, but I don't see those going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere.
If they were to do that, I think that would push them up close to the Cubs and Brewers, but right now it's
another
two-team race with everyone calling the NL Central weak.
Well, you know, year after year, though, I've believed that, the Reds are bringing on all these new people, and, you know, it's looking so good. The team has so much talent, and yada, 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 and It never goes anywhere. So
yes, but they've never had Dusty Baker before now.
Ooh, yeah.
See.
Yeah.
I got you there, don't I?
You raise an excellent point. They have never had Dusty Baker before.
And they do now.
They sure do. Unfortunately. Anyway, so yeah, and the next Monday is Christmas Eve. So I don't know whether we'll be making it onto a podcast then. But we'll be talking to everyone around the change of the year.
Okay.
And maybe the baseball, maybe even more interesting stuff will have happened. You think?
I don't know. We'll see.
Is everyone going to take the Christmas holiday off?
I don't know. Jim Hendry, the Cubs GM, earlier promised Lou Piniella a good Christmas. Like he'd be. So, I don't know. No.
So will they be delivering contracts under players' trees?
I don't know. Maybe Jim Hendry will be coming down Lou's chimney. I don't think that. Never mind.
There's nothing wrong with you. That pisses me off. All right, so shall we wrap this up?
We shall.
Yeah, okay. So have a Merry Christmas, everyone, or a happy whatever holiday you enjoy out there. Merry Festivus to you all. And till next time, we'll see you at the ballpark.
The Red Hot Broadcast is recorded weekly in front of a live studio audience. To send your comments to the show, email us at rhm@red-hot-mama.com and visit the website at red-hot-mama.com.